Saint My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Yeah, and a slight update there for Glenn. The Are Utility Suites a Good Idea column is actually the one that I meant to refer you to, but you might want to read both of them because explains when people buy all these utility programs and protective programs and install them, they just think they're bulletproof. They're like teenagers driving for the first time, you know? Nothing's going to happen to me.
I'm invincible.
Not. All it takes is one email.
Well, that's what those pop-ups are there for, to tell you that you might be infected. Click here.
Now, my favorite ones are the ones that are popping up saying, get rid of pop-ups permanently.
Yeah, but that's old school.
Buy this.
Yeah, get rid of spam with a spam message.
Right.
Who's up next?
Up next is James.
James, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we be of assistance?
Gentlemen and lady, I recently upgraded to SP2 and didn't seem to realize at first, but as I started digging around and trying to share a file across my network, found out that all my shared folders are no longer visible to any machine on the network.
Your formerly shared or the ones that are still shared?
Well, they still say they're shared.
I see. Okay. And did you have a software firewall program installed on this machine prior to Service Pack 2?
I did not.
Have you tried disabling the Windows software firewall?
I have.
And it still won't let you?
It says that the firewall is disabled, but those shared, quote and unquote, shared files still have the little shared icon. But those folders are all invisible on the network.
You may have to reestablish control of those folders, and it gets kind of technical. In fact, it'll get technical enough that we can maybe even put you on hold and take you off the air and give you some. Is this Windows XP Pro or Home?
Home.
And they're all the machines are home?
Both, yes.
Okay, you got two machines.
Yeah.
And prior to Service Pack 2, everything was honky-dory.
Exactly.
And the usernames and all that stuff, none of that's changed?
That's correct.
Okay, because there's a way that you can... I've seen this happen where you have to reestablish control of those folders as like the administrator or the user that you're trying to get in from.
Take ownership.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not a clue. But
all right,
well,
you know what? If you don't mind holding... Just not because it's, you know, it's just not great radio.
You know, in fact, maybe we can even, without having him to wait very long, Chad might be able to help him out.
Well, that, or are you a subscriber to our newsletter, James?
I subscribed on Friday.
Okay, so we'll have this in the follow-up as well. So it's up to you. If you want to hold on, we'll be more than happy to talk to you as soon as we get off the air here.
I popped James on hold. Chad, James is on too. If you want to pick him up, maybe you could help him out a touch.
And if not, just have him hang on. We'll take care of it.
Either way.
Yeah. Who's next?
Chris, where's Chris at? He's right there on line 5.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. How can we help?
Well, I kind of found myself between a rock and a hard place. I got I have Office, I guess it's 202. It came with XP Pro. And
do you have a heart defibrillator or something running?
We hear big ticking in our ears.
Like this. Are you on a cordless phone or something?
Yeah, I can read.
Oh, much better.
Whatever you did, that worked.
Okay.
Okay,
keep standing with that chicken over your head.
He removed the tick.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's my problem altogether. But anyway, Office installed. I had a virus. Got rid of the virus. Now Office doesn't work. Tried to uninstall Office. Can't uninstall it. Can't reinstall it.
Which virus / worm did you have?
It was Sasser.
Boy, it's an all Sasser show.
Is this
today?
The second time? And remember, we talked earlier. I don't know if you were listening about sometimes when you remove a virus, a little bit more than the virus is removed, and that sounds like that's kind of the situation you're in too.
It probably what's happened is whatever attacked you attacked certain files in Windows, and when it was cleaned up, those files in Windows also got damaged. So again, without actually seeing exactly what you're dealing with, and you know, seeing the obvious indicators would tell us that some of these things are going on. It may be that you're going to have to reinstall Windows or repair it, or you know, there's a.
I guess that's my next thing. Is I'll just try and do a Windows repair, but I suspect that you're right that the registry's all screwed up.
Well, Chris, we'll offer you the same thing we offered. Was it Julie earlier on?
Don't know. You
can go by any one of our stores, and they'll spend 10, 15, 20 minutes with you, no charge. They'll take a few minutes to try to help figure out where the problems are and how bad it is, and then they can either give you some advice that you can go try. Or you can just check it in and let them take care of it for you. Anybody who has that virus problem out there, they'll just do the same thing.
See, the problem with these viruses and worms that are out there now is that they're really kind of evasive, or they're invasive and evasive. Then they're actually able to kind of sidestep various cleanup tools and virus repair systems. But the worst ones are the ones that actually corrupt files. So in other words, once those files are infected, you don't have any choice but to reinstall those files.
Well, unfortunately, this is a laptop, so I don't have to unplug it from anything.
You mean as far as...
There's a data doctor's right down
there. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, for them to be able to kind of just kind of get you an assessment to figure out what the best solution might be for you.
And when you've got a notebook and you're taking it, make sure you take your little power adapter with you. A lot of people forget or think that they're universal, and they're so not.
Yes, really.
Incense is also very helpful for calming the nerves.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care.
Good luck, Chris.
Maybe we should start doing that in the lobby of all of our stores.
Incense?
Little incense.
They
holder.
Might think that we're a different kind of sales place than that, huh?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, man. You got any of what I need?
No. Aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy.
We have time?
We got 2 minutes of time.
No, darn it. You know what? I don't want to cut these guys off. So, Roman, James, hang tight. We'll take you off the air. We don't want to kind of have to give you a 30-second answer to a 5-minute problem.
Right.
Or 5 minutes to a 30-second problem.
Either way, we don't want to do that.
All right. Listen, if you have any qualms about how your password management is going, that's the theme of today's show, please visit our website. Lots of great resources, a great free program that you can use to help create and manage your passwords. It's a wonderful device, a wonderful piece of software. It's absolutely free. The column explains how you might want to use it if you're a little more advanced, kind of road warrior type. It's a great program to have, so you can make sure that all your passwords are absolutely top-notch.
And if you missed any part of the show and you care to hear it, all the archives are posted or being posted as we speak. All this stuff at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you can see and hear those things right there.
And lots of places to sign up for our weekly newsletter, our follow-up radio show. So sometime in the first part of next week, we'll have the follow-up to all the discussions we had today with some additional resources for some of the questions that were asked, like the whole I can't share my files after Service Pack 2 thing.
Yeah.
We'll have specific technical details for those that want them.
And how to clean up those nasty virus issues.
Carla, thank you. And obviously I'll see you next week in Albuquerque.
Yes.
In fact, I'll
try. The land of enchantment.
I'm going to be calling in and I'm going to tell you how enchanted I am next week.
Good idea.
Yeah, and then hopefully Adam will come down as well.
And maybe you can tell us how many parents you've educated on how to keep their kids safe
online. Bazillions. Not only that, folks, if you need any help with your parental control issues, lots of free resources there as well. Just go to datadoctors.com. You'll see a huge picture. You can't miss it with all the links.
Absolutely. Each and every week, we try to leave you with the same reminder, which is, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Win a trip to see the Diamondbacks in San Francisco with the PostNet.